Oh, boy.
Coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A new sign Vladimir Putin is tightening his grip in Russia. Her family says a ballerina was arrested in Yekaterinburg this month. CBS's MTS Tayyab.
The dual American and Russian citizen was arrested in the central city of Yekaterinburg on suspicion of treason and fundraising for Ukraine's army after making a $51 donation to a Ukrainian charity.
News comes less than a week after Alexei Navalny's death. American prosecutors argued for Julian Assange extradition at court in London today. Supporters of the WikiLeaks founder rallied outside.
Julian Assange has done nothing wrong. He wasn't even a whistleblower. He was simply reporting, publishing what he was given.
Pounding rain and powerful winds are finally dying down in California, leaving behind serious damage. A massive tree crashed through Jacqueline Ellis' home north of Sacramento.
I'm just trying to pick up the pieces and see what I have left.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Republican prosecutor is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to rule on the state's abortion law. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky is appealing a Madison judge's ruling that Wisconsin's law bans feticide but not elective abortion. Ermansky says he wants the high court to take the case directly. After months of speculation, Republican Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement yesterday on social media.
Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame. And nothing gets done. That's not the country I know and love.
Wisconsin is a key swing state, and the winner here could decide the balance of power in the Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Registration has been extended for the Wood County Housing Summit. You have until Friday, February 23rd, to register for this in-person summit taking place on March 7th. The full day begins at 8:30 with registration at the Mid-State Technical College in Wisconsin Rapids. A variety of local and regional partners will give presentations during the morning before the keynote address at 10. It will be given by Mayor Randy Meyer of Sheboygan Falls. It's titled, A True Public-Private Partnership That is Addressing a Countywide Challenge. More presentations and discussions will happen throughout the afternoon. Senator Teston and Representatives Krug and Roser will give a legislative panel from 1 to 2 to give information and answer questions. The rest of the afternoon will include facilitated discussion and solution-seeking activities. Everyone is welcome and registration is $20. Visit healthypeoplewoodcounty.org for more information and to register. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny, and it is going to be mild again today with a high of 53 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, sunny, 54 on Friday. Sunny and cooler with a high of 36, but we're going to bounce back. We'll be back in the 50s again for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday out there. A little bit later, we're going to get into these weirdest things patients have brought to the ER. If we got time, I want to get into the weirdest things agents have found at the airport security. And now getting into the weird with entertainment news.
Weird. It's yes. What we do here.
Weird.
Some good stories of the day, that ain't right stuff coming up for you a little bit later along with our schedule. But let's kick it off with the Fab Four. A biopic film series of the Beatles is in the works with Skyfall director Sam Mendes. There will be four movies, one from the perspective of each member.
Oh, that's cool.
Interesting. Wow.
Sam Mendes, Skyfall, 1917, incredible director.
He's a very good director.
Very detailed director. One of these guys that has an old touch, but with modern approach. Okay. I really enjoy his work. Yeah. There will, these four films, one will each be from the perspective of Paul McCartney, John Lennon, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. They will hit theaters in 2027, but a specific schedule hasn't been announced yet, like who's going to have the first movie or anything mm-hmm. like that. This is the first time Paul, Ringo, and all the families of John and George have granted full life story and music rights.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. That's something.
That's a big deal.
Sam says, quote, "I'm honored to be telling the story of the greatest rock band of all time, and I'm excited to challenge the notion of what constitutes a trip to the movies."
Ooh, I like that.
That last part there. What's that? Are we going to be singing along with it? It's just like, it sounds like he's going to be trying to do something a little bit different a different reason to get people to go to the movies.
Well, not only that, he is highlighting each individual person. It's part of that band. Right. How often do they all just get lumped together?
Oh, yeah.
Or one gets pulled out or another.
And that means you're getting different perspectives on each of these things. So we'll be looking at the same story, but from four very disparate people, which is really cool.
All done by the same director.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm guessing it's going to have the same actors and all that, too.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
They better.
Ringo also shared his support. He says, quote, "Have you heard the news? Oh, boy. Oh, boy, we all support the Sam Mendes movie project. Yes, indeed, peace and love." Hmm. I am still thankful that Ringo is around and that we hear from him.
Love Ringo.
Just a real quick side note. I got into a debate with my dad yesterday. Like, hey, do you want to drive? Or you want me to drive? And you meet. We spent 5 minutes. Like, all right, fine. You can just go ahead and drive, Dad. So I drove to the restaurant with my mom and dad yesterday. We get in the car. Dad turns on the radio and they got one of those straight up satellite things or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Satellite radio.
Yeah. Radio.
So they listen to all this channel, all that stuff. He's got his all Beatles on and the Day in the Life pops up. Like, mm-hmm. and as soon as we got in the car, that's my favorite Beatles song. Mm-hmm. Like, that it played yesterday, just aww. Right as we got in the car, I flipped out. I was like, oh,
it's like a birthday present.
It is. It's one of the best things, I think, hidden things in life. You get in the vehicle, and immediately, one of your favorite songs comes on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's a win.
Everybody's experienced that.
Yeah,
it's true. Such a good feeling.
Since the 90s.
One other good feeling I want to touch on that I think that's actually very universally relatable. Dodging a train.
Especially in this town.
But when I lived out in California, in Carpinteria especially, they've got the same problem over there with trains, mm-hmm. trying to work around them and everything.
Wow.
And one of the good feelings is when you've been in a town long enough that you know the shortcuts, that you know your ways around.
The back roads. Yeah, I figured that out.
Yeah, I bet. Saturday, I'm heading here for Over the Back Fence. I'm running a little behind. And then, of course, I see the train ahead. And I'm like, oh, I can dodge that if I go over the viaduct and I get to 17th and I can go right past the Quick Trip. So in my head, I got it all worked out. As I'm going over the viaduct, I see one of the longest trains I've ever seen in my life. As it's going that way, I'm going this way. And I was riding that feeling for 2 hours.
Dodge the train.
Like I did something magnificent or something like that. Like my chest popped up and everything. That feels good. Such a good feeling. It's going to be a good feeling seeing that, seeing these movies. I can't wait.
I've been waiting. I have been waiting for this. You know, I was like, how are they going to do the Beatles? The first thing I was like, do they have to wait till they all die in order to do it, to be as truthful about it as possible? But to be fair to the Beatles, they've always been very upfront about, a lot of their, even when they were at the height of their fame together still in the 60s, they were honest. They talked about, what they felt and that kind of stuff. So I think for the most part, it should still be as close to the truth as any fictionalized account can get.
Right.
I think for one, they've been. I've heard other writers note this before. They were one of the first bands and first celebrities to do that, to really start sharing behind the curtain stuff, or mm-hmm.
be open about it.
Especially Lennon and Yoko. Hey, we're laying in bed. Come on in. Yep. And I remember reading reports of there were clothes on the floor. There were they didn't pick up before they asked people to come over or something like that. You did literally.
This is how we live.
Yeah, you're really walking into their life and everything. So. One of the things I would imagine is a challenge for Mr. Mendes is, okay, well, these guys have been around over 50 years. We've heard almost every story. What new story are you going to tell? How are you going to make it to get people to want to come in there?
Mm-hmm.
I also love the idea of I'll never forget a tweet that got passed around some years back. That fool Kanye. I'm sorry, I'm not a fan.
It's fine.
He had Paul McCartney come out for a song or something, and there were people saying, "Well, look at this new artist. McCartney found this old guy that can really play guitar." Like there were actual people tweeting that. Whether they were joking or not is here or there. But to the real point of it, there are people out there that don't know the Beatles, that don't know that catalog, mm-hmm. and whether you think it's good music or not, it is huge culturally. Mm-hmm. What the Beatles did.
Yep.
Even if you don't like a lick of any music, any note they ever played, I think that their impact is noteworthy.
James, you actually are saying what's in my head because I don't know the Beatles' history. I'm not familiar. You know, obviously I know some of the songs, mm-hmm. but I don't know their stories aside of, you know, Yoko mm-hmm. and that stuff, which I've heard because I've been called that. But
yikes.
It didn't turn out that way, as I proved to them.
Yeah, right.
Just because I'm a girl, you're going to call... What?
That okay. doesn't make any sense. Anyway. Well,
but yeah, no, I'll be very interested to see it because not knowing all of the story and all the backstory, I think it'll be very interesting.
And what you're saying there, Melissa, it does sound like you did actually have kind of a Yoko thing because as we've come to find out and everything, Yoko had nothing to do with the Beatles breaking up.
No.
Nothing.
Scapegoat.
Absolutely nothing. Those boys were going to break up no matter what. Yep. If they dated each other, they were going to break up. It's kind of...
But let's blame the woman in the room.
Of course.
Because that's low-hanging fruit and easy, and we don't have to actually think or do any actual journalism, so let's just do that, yeah. Thankfully, that has kind of worked out
bit
and everything, and I like seeing that the remaining members and stuff and her being very friendly, and they share a lot of copyright stuff and a lot of those things, so we're able to enjoy it as fans.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm really looking forward to this. This is kind of exciting, I think. For the first time since the universe was formed, all five Culkin brothers are working together on the same project.
Fuck, there's five of them? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people do that. Macaulay, Kieran, Rory, Christian, and Shane. The project in question is an animated series for Prime Video called The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
Great title.
Kieran, who has a fantastic voice, is a regular character, but his brothers are only guest starring on a single episode as his brothers.
All right.
Nice. The show is about, quote, intergalactic renowned surgeons who tackle anxiety, eating parasites, and all kinds of weird stuff and everything. It's an animated show. I'm happy for them. That's very cool. I've heard Macaulay talk many times about how he's wanted to do projects with his brother. They did a movie, Saved, years and years back.
I remember that. Oh my gosh, I remember
those
that.
Two were in. Mm-hmm. I remember it in part. It wasn't a bad movie.
No.
But it was the first time I saw Macaulay Culkin as an adult acting. Mm-hmm. And he blew me away. He was like, oh, okay.
He's in a wheelchair in that movie, isn't he?
Yes.
He plays a paraplegic, yeah.
And there's something, going back to Kelsey Grammer and his birthday, Frasier. I was a big fan of that show. And one of the things that I watched intensely was John Mahoney and his performance.
Mm.
I admit I'm biased because he's a Chicago actor. He's one of the founders of Steppenwolf and everything. But part of the reason I watched is because of his limp. And I knew John Mahoney didn't have a limp in real life. And I couldn't get over how realistic it was.
Mm.
And every episode, throughout every, you can go up and pull up any episode, it's the same every time. It's incredible. And he had no limp. Actually, he had very good legs. It was mm-hmm. very good. You know, like a lot of theater actors, I spent a lot of time on his legs and everything. I was always... That was not a good line. That was not. If you ever wondered if this show was scripted, now
you know.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
So, James, have you spent a lot of time on your legs lately?
Tell me about it. I'm excited about that project. I think that'll be pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
It's all right.
It's
all right.
It's okay. It's perfectly fine. I was just going to go on some rambling tangent anyway. Let's look at what's new on your small screen. Wild Cards is on at 7 on CW. Ashley Green from Twilight Movies guest stars on the episode. The Price is Right at night. 7 o'clock on CBS. I See Your Voice. Joe McHale, Michelle Williams are going to be on that one. We Are Family is on at 8 on Fox. So the whole reason I'm pretty much bringing a lot of this up, there is a 2-hour special on CBS starting at 8 o'clock tonight, Dolly Parton's Pet Gala.
Whoa!
I am not that familiar with what this is. I know Dolly, much like Betty White, spent a lot of her off the stage career, you know, working and helping animals.
Animal stuff, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm.
This takes a country. Let's see what this exactly is.
Special feature, exclusive performances by music's biggest star in a one-of-a-kind runway revealing the best in doggy fashion.
Okay, all right. You know, it's Dolly. I mean, what more do you really need to know? That's fun. That's
it's
fun.
It's an award show.
That's
for doggy fashion.
That's hilarious.
Wow. The third season premiere and I believe the final season of Star Wars: The Bad Batch hits Disney Plus. I like that show. That's mm-hmm. a fun show.
That is
that's
good
pretty good. Chicago Med, Family Law, Chicago Fire, and Chicago PD all on your small screen tonight as well.
It's a lot of Chicago.
I can't even say it. Chicago.
It's hard to say.
I want points for this because I am one of the biggest homers in the world. We all understand that, and I've never seen 1 second of any of those Chicago shows. Now. 1 second.
We need to give him a little bit of credit for that.
I believe just a tiny
bit. Just a little
nope. tiny bit.
I'm not giving him any.
I'll work for it.
You keep working.
We will come back with the weirdest things patients have brought to the ER. Coming up, it's Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Mostly sunny, and it is going to be mild again today with a high of 53 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, sunny, 54 on Friday. Sunny and cooler with a high of 36, but we're going to bounce back. We'll be back in the 50s again for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It was the second off. Yeah, I didn't like that. I want to do it. Can we do that again? Can we, no.
Take two.
Take two. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Let's dive into a fun one right here. Someone on Reddit asked doctors to name the weirdest things they've seen patients bring with them to the ER. And this does not include, like, your partner or so, you know, bringing a weird partner with you or something.
Yeah, no.
These aren't in any particular order. So we'll just go ahead and go right from the top on down. Like, lots of animals, including a turtle, a rabbit, a helper monkey, a flying squirrel, an emotional support duck.
All at the same time?
Yeah, no, that would be great. Now, that would be hilarious.
I just brought my menagerie along with me.
You understand, I couldn't leave the flying squirrel at home. I couldn't leave the flying
emotional
squirrel.
Emotional support duck is the greatest term I've ever heard in my
life. It's one of my all-time favorites. I had to let that sit there.
Ducks are pretty awesome, though, when they're
I'm
pets.
I'm telling you, man.
I don't know if I like
the ducks.
If I need one, but I want one in my life. I want an emotional support duck. I want his name to be Dexter. I don't know why.
Dexter the duck. But hey, that's good.
I like that. I like. So they also brought a scene a live chicken because they didn't want to leave it in the hot car, which that's actually, you know, I agree with that.
Yes. The emergency room.
Do not leave your animals in hot vehicles.
No.
You wouldn't like it.
Vehicles, period.
Yeah, yeah. A half-eaten raw chicken. The guy wanted them to test it to see if it was raw. And he wasn't sure if that's what made him sick. So he wanted evidence. I love that he went to the ER and expects, like, so you guys got like a lab back, like a science lab back there, right?
You can tell if this is cooked or raw, right?
Hey, come on, Doug.
I don't want to finish it until I know.
I love him going up to the doctor. Their own thermometer. So when the nurse took their temperature, they could double check their work.
Double check their work or double check the accuracy of their thermometer.
I think it was the other way around.
The other way. But imagine that you're a nurse, and I mean that's a tough gig, man. there's
all those years of schooling. All those.
You take somebody's temperature, take out the thermometer.
Student loans.
In this version, it's through the mouth. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And you take the thermometer out, and immediately this guy puts one in.
This is a blind double control test here.
I don't know. How about a suitcase full of French toast? Yes. Your response is perfect in the proper one. No butter or syrup, just French toast. The doctor said it looked dry but smelled great.
Silver lining.
I love the assessment.
Yeah, that's good.
Looks dry, but it smells good.
It smells like French toast in here, and here's why.
Here's my suitcase.
I got to be honest, I kind of like it. I kind of like the idea now. So apparently suitcases have made this huge comeback. Briefcases.
Oh, briefcases.
Briefcases have made this huge comeback. A lot of people are using briefcases more again. Mm-hmm. So there was this shift in the financial market and financial world where a lot of them were going to backpacks. And now suitcases briefcases have made this big comeback. Is this why?
you can carry sandwiches in there.
There's
easier.
Actually nothing important squished. In that briefcase. It's just your lunch.
Yeah, basically.
It's a fancy way to carry your lunch around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A half-eaten can of beans because the patient wanted to finish them.
Having my lunch.
I want to finish my beans.
Fix my injury, but it's lunchtime, man.
I like him in the ER. Mr. Johnson, be right with you. I'm finished.
I'm eating beans.
No, you know what? You weren't going to put your name to the end of the line. Wait, let that work out your system first. Then we'll bring you in.
Why do I have so much gas? No.
I was listening to one of the few podcasts I listened to, Dan Lebitard, and he was talking about being in first class, and I've never flown first class or anything like that. Probably never will. But he was saying how he was flying, and they had this flight from Miami to Las Vegas, and they were serving in first class beans. Like, what are you doing? Why would you do that?
On an airplane.
Yeah, I mean.
In closed space, yes. Let's do that.
Well, they're cheap.
That's true. First class doesn't sound that good to me all of a sudden.
All you get's beans.
Beans are good.
I love beans.
There was a drunk guy laid down in the ER and a whole onion fell out of his pocket.
Saving it for later.
You never want to be without your onions.
Yeah.
I like the idea of him. This will help my breath. This will cover up the alcohol. I don't know why I gave that accent.
He's like from Oklahoma or something. I don't know
if that was really a Southern. I don't know what
that was. I don't know what that was. Yeah.
It was like Appalachian.
Well, yeah. I was trying to go. I try not to do the typical Southern voice because I don't want to be offensive to that. So I was kind of making.
So you're just offensive to somebody else.
I was trying to make it like you couldn't tap it down.
I see. It's just kind of vague.
Vague and stuff. But it was just a bad attempt. Christmas lights. So they could string them up above their bed.
Oh, wow.
That's planning ahead.
In the emergency department? Were they expecting to be there a long time?
Yeah. That's
why you need the briefcase for your Christmas lights.
Oh, of course.
There you go.
And French toast.
French toast. Having a party in the ER.
715-424-2600. What are you carrying in your briefcase?
What are you bringing with you to the ER?
Does anyone actually carry briefs in there? And I don't mean underwear.
Yeah.
Legal briefs.
Yeah, legal briefs.
In their briefcases anymore.
I totally went the tidy whitey.
I did too, and I like that.
Change of underwear, not a bad idea, though. just saying, you know, not a bad idea to have extra underwear.
I always carry an extra.
Mr. Underpants.
I like the idea of cheese curds, just like a briefcase full of cheese curds. I don't know why, but I...
Regular or deep fried?
Well, a mix of both. Let's just mix it up.
Yeah, I prefer deep fried, but it's since, you know, the briefcase, maybe not as much, you know, it'll be a little easier, probably.
Mm. Your briefcase would be squeaking as you're walking, though. What is that sound? Where is that coming from?
It's just my cheese curds.
It's just my cheese curds.
How about a voice record? Oh, here's something. Okay, you get a briefcase. You put a voice recorder in there. You set the briefcase somewhere in like nowhere too crazy, because nowadays you don't want to be leaving unattended items anywhere, you know, in certain places or anything. Nope. So it's got to be a business somewhere, you know, the people and all that. And just with the tape recorder saying, "Help me."
Very faintly, yeah.
Yeah, very faintly. Please.
From inside the briefcase.
Yeah, from inside the briefcase. Open the door. Open, please. Help me out.
Help me.
I'm doing that. Watch out. I'm definitely doing that.
He's bringing back candid camera.
15 years from now, when we're still doing the show. A guy brought in the snake that bit him, and it was still alive.
Oh.
Well, I guess he wanted to make sure, you know, do you have the anti-venom for this kind of snake?
And the final one we can't get into, but it is funny. Tell you that. You can use your imaginations, everybody.
It's not for family radio. No.
Not for the faint of heart either.
Oh.
That not at all. In a little bit, we are going to get into the 10 weirdest things agents found at the airport security. That should be a fun one. Get into that. But as we're getting ready for our hear from our partners and get into our news break here, Little Caesars is going to start cutting their pizzas more like burlap at Joann's Fabrics. They're testing a new pizza, which will be sold by the yard.
Oh.
So it'll be long rather than being circular or square. One version features a full yard of Detroit-style deep dish, 8 slices of 3 meat treat, and 8 slices of pepperoni. The slices will be end-to-end to stretch out to 1 yard, which is equal to 3 feet and 36 inches.
Gotcha.
For now, they're only available in select locations in Virginia and North Carolina, and if it's a hit, they'll expand it nationwide. They're $20 a pop. Oh, I'm sorry, they're $20 per yard.
Oh, $20 per yard, so you can get multiple yards. That's
And how are they packaged?
Yeah.
Do we have a picture of that?
Yeah, I was really hoping there would be a better picture. It doesn't look like there is. Yeah.
It just looks like a piece of pizza.
It looks like one of the regular pizzas, just a little more narrow.
Yeah, and a little longer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't blame them for trying anything.
Right. Subway just... switch to having the yard-long cookies and the yard-long pretzels, and what was the other thing?
There was one of the
breadsticks.
Yeah.
They have long breadsticks.
Yeah, pretzel sticks,
too. Yeah.
Breadsticks, and cookies. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was disappointed by the cookie. I was disappointed by the cookie.
I thought the pretzel was really skinny. I've never had them, but I saw somebody ordering one.
Skinny,
I'm like, well, that does not look like the picture.
I think nowadays we all expect that. Like, it's not going to look exactly like the picture. This was very different. This was very different than
the
picture.
And it's foot long, not yard long.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's a little.
But I know
lower
what you're
your
saying.
Expectations.
Right.
There's no Little Caesars.
Do you know what it makes me think of, though? It makes me think of Bigfoot Pizza. You remember Bigfoot Pizza?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Back in the 90s and the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. I think Pizza Hut did the Bigfoot Pizza,
the big square pizza, or rectangle.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
I like that.
Is Little Caesars pizza usually round?
No, actually, it's like Rocky Rococo. No, it's just regular.
Is it? I can't remember.
It's just regular. But they do have a billion different types of pizzas.
They do.
They've got ones where there's the breadsticks are incorporated into
the
pizza.
On the crust, yeah.
And the crust. Mm-hmm. And they've got all kinds of weird combinations.
All this pizza world stuff I don't know about.
No, you can't, you know.
And they
all these are things you must not taste, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
We will let these guys work that out in our commercial break. We'll get into our news.
Put up your dukes.
I'll let you know who won, Melissa. When we come back on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are trying again to cut state income taxes by $2 billion. The state Senate passed a package yesterday that lowers taxes on people earning as much as $150,000 a year. Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemahue.
We still have over $3 billion surplus in Wisconsin that's just sitting there earning interest.
It's the taxpayers' money. It's time to give that money back.
Governor Evers vetoed two Republican tax cuts last year. The University of Wisconsin in Madison must now accept all high school graduates from the state who finish in the top 5% of their class. All other state universities have to admit grads in the top 10%. It's part of the deal for state money in exchange for diversity program cuts. Governor Evers signed the bill yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A man was arrested in Adams County for assaulting someone with a knife. Michael J. Archambault, age 39, of Wisconsin Dells, has been arrested for cutting and stabbing an elderly man on the night of February 15th. It happened on 5th Drive in the town of New Haven in Adams County. The victim was eventually med-flighted to Madison. He has since been released from the hospital. Michael was located in the town of Jackson and arrested without incident. He's being charged with aggravated battery, recklessly endangering safety, and operating under the influence, among other charges. He's being held on a $10,000 cash bond. Businesses in Marathon County have until May 13th to apply for economic injury disaster loans. Governor Evers announced many northern businesses may be eligible for a disaster loan program because of the lack of winter snow. Businesses in Adams, Portage, and Wood counties have until July 31st to apply. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers get a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team able to pick up a win at the Kohl Center, 74-70 over Maryland. They have the rest of the week off before a road trip against Indiana next Tuesday. The Wisconsin Badgers football team will play the Northwestern Wildcats this fall at Lambeau Field, according to a report. That's Saturday, October 19th. Baseball, Brewers owner Mark Antanasio says there's no signed deal yet to bring back pitcher Brandon Woodruff for 2 years. The Brewers owner reminding everyone a year ago, they said the Cardinals would win the division.
There was a team that was widely picked to win last year that finished 21 games behind us, and we finished 9 games ahead of the Cubs last year. So I appreciate the friendly competition, and we're just going to focus on what we need to do. Look, I think the division's clearly better this year.
That's the Brewers' Mark Antanasio. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mostly sunny, and it is going to be mild again today with a high of 53 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, sunny, 54 on Friday. Sunny and cooler with a high of 36, but we're going to bounce back. We'll be back in the 50s again for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Hope you're having a great start to your day out there. Happy Wednesday, everybody. We're monkeying around right now because I want to get into this story, and then we will go ahead and get into the 10 weirdest things that they found at the airport or being brought to the airport and all that.
Yeah.
For those that have not heard this story or heard little bits and pieces of this story, I encourage you to go to goodnewsnetwork.org. Goodnewsnetwork.org, it's one of their first stories up there. Apes got a sense of humor.
All right.
Apes have a sense of humor similar to humans, suggested a new study that showed 4 species of great apes, each playful, teasing each other. Mm-hmm. Now, I encourage you to not only read this article, because it's a nice breather, it's a nice break.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see, primates that we're close to genetically, and how they act and how they, you know, how similar we have in that. I think that that's kind of interesting. But if you need a palate cleanser, if you need a laugh today, I'm telling you, I couldn't stop watching these videos last night. They're fantastic. It's basically a little ape. See, and mom and dad are over here, and coming over there and like taking and running away,
like poking and
just
running,
poking and running, poking and running.
Oh, that's funny.
There's a video of an ape. There, he's got this tire that he hangs from, and then there's a rope, and he's just smacking his dad with it, and the dad's like, "Come on, knock it off, knock it off." It's just funny, and the researchers over a couple
poking
of years have found because that this is something that they are very playful, that they like to do. The term of cognitive biologists and primatologists found that similar to joking behavior in humans, apes teasing is proactive, persistent, and includes elements of surprise and play.
How about that?
Because all four great ape species used playful teasing: orangutans, chimpanzees, bonobos. And gorillas. The research team believes it's likely that the these are prerequisites for human evolution, or before humor. Prerequisites for humor evolved in the human lineage millions of years ago.
How about that?
Wow.
So humor,
remarkable.
Humor and pranking may come from apes. May come from this species. Like. We didn't really invent that.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't really figure that out.
That's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
That the evolution, the idea of making someone laugh is, if you think about it, is really weird. It's something, it's like, wow, you know, the fact that there are species other than, you know, humans that do it, that makes it just that much more interesting.
But they're not the only ones. I mean, you've seen videos of like cats hiding behind something to pop out at their owners to surprise them.
Yep.
And whether or not they're doing it for humor purposes, they're still doing it.
Right.
It's not like they're hunting them down.
Yeah. Right. I hope. Yeah.
Well, they got those murder mittens.
So one of the things that I seen that broke my heart in my palate cleansing trip once was this polar bear that was in a zoo, and it actually just was a little while ago. The video is a bunch of little grade school kids on the other side of the window, and this polar bear on top of a hill getting ready to jump into the water. And all the kids are like, jump, jump, and they're all excited and everything. And in the video, it looks like the polar bear is encouraged by these kids to jump in. But if you do a little, and you don't have to do a lot of digging on this, polar bears should never be in captivity. Ever. There is no, other than them being born in captivity, there is no reason to keep a polar bear in captivity. They can't survive. There's not enough room. You could give a polar bear the biggest zoo in the world and it ain't big enough. They're similar to whales in this regard. There is no reason to have a whale in captivity. There is no reason to really have a lot of these animals in captivity.
Yeah, they're migrating species. Yeah. They need that.
It is so important for these animals to keep their minds busy. That polar bear was going crazy, and it was just trying to keep its mind busy. Mm. Like, that's what they're doing. Mm. So with these apes, this is something that another thing like that, where the day is long. How do I keep myself busy? How do I keep, you know, the day fun or interesting or just pass the time?
Right.
I'm going to tease my dad.
I'll give him a little poke right away.
The first time playful teasing in humans emerges is as early as 8 months of age. Even before babies say their first words, infants tease their parents by playful offering and withdrawing objects, violating social rules. And of course, once you change their diaper, and the fun ensues with that.
Oh, I know so well.
You're all done, right, JC? You're all done. Okay, I'm moving with the diaper. I'm moving that. Right, yeah, right, not- right. Come on. Right in the face.
That's the babies. Oh,
I think that's a cool article and kind of an interesting
thing. That's
pretty good, yeah. Encourage you to check that out. Again, goodnewsnetwork.org. You can go ahead and find that complete story. Let's get into this. This article comes to us from USA Today about some of the weirder items that have been found in checkout. So,
about the weird today. We like the weird.
The 10, we got to, you know, got to stick with our wheelhouse here.
That's true.
The 10 weirdest things agents have found at the airport. So here we go at number 10. Soiled money in crutches.
In
crutches.
Wait. Soiled money in crutches?
TSA agents discovered a pair of crutches stuffed with soiled money at the El Paso International Airport. So
like the hollow metal ones.
Oh, okay.
shove the money
like,
down
inside. Dirty money, apparently.
Dirty money.
It's a filthy lucre.
Look, I wasn't trying to launder it. It literally was dirty. I was literally trying to just
wash it. I just wanted to wash it.
All right, I'm going away. Let's see here. An inert grenade.
Ah!
Ooh. No, not okay.
A hand grenade was found inside a carry-on bag at Milwaukee Mitchell Airport on July 29th. The grenade was found to be inert after the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department bomb squad was called to the scene.
Jeez. Yes.
That's what happens.
Now, I feel for those responders and all that. And like just a hair behind them, everybody that was in line behind that guy, that knucklehead.
Oh. That had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They just weren't going anywhere.
Nope.
A cattle prod.
Ah!
Three cattle prods stuffed inside a passenger's carry-on guitar case were found on September 14th at Dulles International Airport. The passenger was allowed to repack them into a checked bag, a TSA spokesperson said at the time.
Cattle prods. Three?
Hey, Meredith, did we grab the cattle prods?
Why?
There's a couple of things. Enough socks, underwear, and enough cattle prods.
And a cattle prods, apparently, you know, right up there, man.
You never know when you're going to need one.
You're going to need a cattle prods. These cattle are not moving. I need my cattle. Where is my cattle prod?
Maybe they had a really good sale.
Buy two, get one free.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I've seen that sale many times. You know, many times I've seen that sale.
How else do you transport them home?
Stop
trying to justify this.
Like, so many of these are all like involving firearms or knives or weapons.
Yeah.
Like,
of course.
Where are you going that you have to bring your weapon with you? Where are you going that you think there will be no weapons on the other side of wherever you're going?
Also, it's an airport.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's 2024, man. Like, you got to know by now.
Yeah.
You can't be doing this. There are
specific ways that you can transport those things.
Absolutely.
They have signs everywhere that tell you how to do it.
And
yeah.
It's very well laid out in detail on their websites.
Yep.
And people have tried, like, this, the 90% of this list, I got gun inside of a chicken. TSA agents experienced an unpleasant early Thanksgiving feast when they discovered a handgun stuffed inside a raw whole chicken.
Oh!
Like, the lengths people go to, like, all right, so you're sitting there at home, you know, I got my handgun, I got to get it in the chicken, I got to get it onto the plane and sneak it onto the plane, how do I do it? So you're sitting at home with this chicken, and you're putting a gun inside the chicken. Like, at what point do you realize, okay, things have gone too far? What has my life become? I bought a chicken just to be able to put a gun in it, and I got caught, and it didn't even work
because it's a raw. Why are you bringing a raw chicken on the plane? It's like, what are you doing? And it's like, oh wait, there's a gun in it. What?
Please make sense to this. Please feel free to call up and make sense.
Please,
715-424-2600.
When you get the gun in the chicken, to remove the gun from the chicken, you need to make sure you put the gun through the dishwasher so that you get all the salmonella off it.
Right.
Because before you use it,
and you're not going to eat that chicken.
Well, no,
because you had a gun in it.
Don't eat the chicken. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I think that's a really important point.
And don't
Melissa.
Put your gun in the dishwasher. It's also not a thing you should do.
Salmonella from gun. Gun, you know, touching guns
gun and
everything.
Chicken.
It's one of those things. It can happen. It can
the
happen.
Silent killer.
Oh, no.
The more you know. Star Swipe.
Star Swipe.
Be back with more fun in the morning show at WFHR.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind.
Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Matt Nair on air.
I want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright, beautiful, and way too warm of a day for February as highs soar to the mid-50s. We put that on repeat for tomorrow, too, but winds become breezy out of the north and drag our temperatures for Friday down to the low 30s. Currently, it's 42.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
Thank you for the sunshine.
Okay. Oh, such a great song. Don't want to stop listening to it.
Well, man, you know, with the sun out there, it just seemed like a perfect tie-in.
It's a good time for it.
Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour, everybody, with nothing but fun. We were talking about iPhones a little bit earlier, and had a listener chime in that Android phones as well can be a little bit difficult with using rice in them and that. Mm-hmm. And so something to keep in mind with if you're in that situation.
They all have holes,
they do.
Yeah. So something to keep in mind. But since we were talking about iPhones, a lot of people have, obviously they're very popular. A lot of people have them, and a lot of people use Siri for them. Siri, for those that don't know, is just that voice kind of helper on
activated,
your phone.
Yeah,
activated. I've never used that. And I, to be fair, I haven't had an iPhone for very long. And this is my first one I've ever had. And I don't use a lot of iProducts or anything like that. And I don't like the idea of something listening, you know. It's not because I'm overly worried about my sensitive information or any of these things, or I might say something it might pick up or anything like that. I come from a time growing up where the apartments I lived in, the walls were paper thin, and you were always worried about like saying something and people overhearing you or any of that. I don't know. Siri feels like that to me. These listening devices, Alexa,
all
of these things and stuff. I'm not saying this is a rational thought. I'm just being honest about it. That's all.
And that's fine. It makes sense.
But for the most part, the site Lifehacker posted a list of things that you might not know that Siri can do. And just going to kind of go like flip a coin. She'll tell you if you came up heads or tails. She can also roll dice.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm wondering if I can do this on the air here.
Turn it on.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for Siri.
I've never done it either, but my boyfriend uses it regularly. He constantly has Siri open apps because he doesn't know where they are on his phone.
You know, I'm just warning everyone out there. Don't get into a craps game with Siri. You will lose your shirt. Okay.
Right. Also, it's not really possible to impersonate somebody else's name to try to get their phone to open like the flashlight or something. Because I've tried. I've tried. And I don't sound like Aaron.
You can nice. You can calculate your tip, of course. That's a lot of people do that. My parents actually did that yesterday. My dad is a human calculator, so he already had the number.
But say you don't. Yeah, he doesn't need it. Yeah,
but a lot of people are using that, and I think that that's a feature that you could use on almost any Alexa or any of those kind of voice things.
Yes,
that's kind
or
of
or a calculator.
You can use on a calculator, which may actually help you improve your math skills a little bit. Might not be a bad idea. Read articles out loud. You need an ISO 17, but they are able to do that too.
That's a really handy feature.
Yes.
Yeah. And a nice thing. I love things that are audio. That's how I'm learning my lines for this show. I listen to them all the way here when I'm driving.
Oh, so you're cheating.
And all the way home. That is not cheating. I had to do the work all myself.
I am kidding.
Put all those lines on my phone. So you just back off, buddy.
She has been doing a marvelous job. I'm just... Gotta give her a hard time, you know, and I gotta do it.
I think the coolest, maybe that's a tough thing to say. I don't know. I think the coolest thing about this technology is translating. Just tell her to say in whatever language you want, and it can be helpful when you're traveling to other countries and everything. Mm-hmm. So on one side, I do like the idea of people learning a new language when they go to another country, at least the basics. Mm-hmm. For one, it's fun. Your brain is going to enjoy it. Your brain loves learning new things. It keeps your brain healthier.
Yeah.
That's always good stuff. But it also, I think, is we expect it when people come here. So we should do the same thing when we go to other countries. Mm-hmm. I don't think that that's being, you know, asking too much or anything.
Right.
But I don't expect everybody to do that. But it's I've never been outside of the Americas, so I don't know. But I would imagine that it would be a little bit nerve-wracking being somewhere where they don't speak English. Mm-hmm. That's pretty darn cool that you have that feature on your phones. You're in a bad situation or something. You need help. You're running up to a police officer or anybody in that regard, and your phone being able to, you know, translate for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, that is very cool.
That is pretty darn cool. That's pretty sci-fi to me.
Yeah. That's actually something that is being utilized. We just had the WPACA Catch-A-Ride program discussion that's been happening in the county to look at bringing a different transportation option here. Mm. And that's something that Wood County, Healthy People Wood County, is looking into. But one of the features that those drivers use a lot is a translator. Because, you know, for people who are catching a ride to work, you know, if we've got migrant workers who don't, you know, English isn't their first language, and they can't communicate very well, or, you know, so there's lots of reasons to use it in this country.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's an interesting one. Yep. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yep.
Let's cover another record, everybody. A Texas man broke a Guinness World Record when he finished a half marathon with a time of 1 hour, 21 minutes, and 39 seconds while dribbling a basketball.
Oh.
Ben DeJong, 24, a graduate student at the University of Texas at San Antonio, finished 12th in the half marathon at Sunday's Austin Marathon with an average pace of 6 minutes and 14 seconds per mile. Wow. He was greeted at the finish line by San Antonio Spurs mascot Coyote.
Ah, nice.
The Austin Spurs, an NBA G League affiliate team for the San Antonio Spurs, celebrated Duong's accomplishment on social media. The previous record for the fastest half marathon dribbling a basketball by a male is 2 hours and 3 minutes and was set by Chi Kit Chayong in TACS Toronto Waterfront Marathon in
23. Wow.
Wow. See, I wonder if that helps you. Because instead of figuring out how far you're running, you're concentrating on the basketball.
Yeah.
Making sure you just keep the dribbling going. And it's like, what, I'm done? Oh, cool. All right, yeah.
It seemed like it might be helpful.
You guys, a 7-minute mile is really fast.
It is.
Mm-hmm. A 6-minute mile while dribbling a ball?
That's awesome.
That really is.
Wow.
Fabulous.
We got to get into this That Ain't Right story, and I hope you've finished your coffee by now, everybody. Starbucks just debuted pork-flavored coffee.
Straight up pork?
I guess.
Not even bacon?
Nope, just pork.
Yeah, just pork. They did it for the start of the Lunar New Year this month because, quote, eating meat means proper prosperity in the coming year.
Okay.
It's called the Abundant Year Savory Latte. Yeah. And if you're thinking, well, coffee and bacon aren't that weird together, that's not what it is. It's espresso and steamed milk mixed with a pork-flavored sauce normally reserved for Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
Then they top it with more pork sauce and add a thin silver sliver of pork as a garnish. Starbucks describes the flavor as interesting and unexpected.
Oh.
That's nice. Oh, I love it. I'm never going to drink this, but I love this. That's awesome. Man, that is so awesome.
That... You know, I would prefer a fried chicken latte.
Oh, I could see that.
That I would try. This, not in a million years. Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
Now I'm going to push back just a tad bit on this. Because, you know, salty stuff, okay, salt is the opposite of bitter, right? You put salt on something, it makes it less bitter. So these are salty products that you need. I'm just saying, there might be something there. There might be. It might be interesting, unexpected.
Don't mess with my coffee, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it black and bitter.
I feel for that coffee. That poor coffee has been through enough. And then you're going to put it through that?
Pork on me, man.
Why?
Have you ever thought maybe it's making the bitter coffee happier?
Oh,
you know, it's been bitter all this time.
It's true.
You know, all these relationships that never last. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Not a bad point. Let's get a palate cleanser in here, a true palate cleanser like we need. It kicks off with our schedule today and, of course, Midday Magazine. Be sure to join us for that one. Really great hour lined up for you. In part one, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer going to be with us. Looking forward to catching up with our friend Shane. That's always a good time. And our great friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media going to be in the record. Looking forward to that. In part two, we are going to be speaking with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. They have their winter production of The Glass Menagerie coming up. We're going to preview that, talk a little bit about it with the directors, Seth and Beth. Sorry.
Well, one of these days you'll get it right.
I have to dislocate my jaw to be able to say it. No. Seth and Beth Haphagger will be with us. Melissa Kay will sit in a little bit with that one as well. It's the whole reason I didn't talk about the show earlier.
We're going to be hearing a lot about it. Yeah.
And Wes is going to be here
too,
right?
Yes, our Tom will be here as well.
Yes,
we're going to make Beth and Wes do most of the talking because they've heard us like for 2 hours today. We'll make them do it.
Yep.
I am going to give them one question and make you guys talk the rest. We're looking forward to
throw things at you.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to not only, especially because if you haven't heard us talk about this show, this is going to be a very different approach, not only for this play, but for WRCT.
We got to see some of the things last night. It's so cool.
I saw a video and I couldn't get it out of my brain. I couldn't stop that. I was talking to Joe about it yesterday. It was so good. Very excited about this production. We're going to talk more about it today at 3:30. Be sure to join us for that. Great stuff on your radio, our dial, or in your town today. Melissa, it is a Wednesday. We've got something big going on every Wednesday.
Big bingo.
Bingo!
At the
big
Wisconsin bingo. Rapids Elks Lodge. It's at 6:30, and you should come at 5. The doors open. The bingo starts at 6:30. There's food available, and this is at the Wisconsin Rapids Lodge at 430 West Jackson Street here in Wisconsin Rapids. Don't miss bingo.
Yeah. No missing bingo.
There are no bad times at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge. Be sure to join them. Going to be a great time. Doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking, of course, about the winter production on the main stage at WRCT coming up. But we've got something in the studio coming up real quick.
Kicking off tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We do. It starts tomorrow. They're having our great friends at the Silver Foxes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing the Golden Age of Radio, directed by another good friend Chris Williams, doing that one. They're going to be premiering that tomorrow at 2 p.m.
I think that show is sold out.
Wow, that's awesome. I had not heard that. On Friday at 6 p.m. and then again on Saturday at 2. So lots of opportunities to go check it out at the Lois Canton Studio Theater. That's the one right when you get in there to the left. It's the little theater we got there. And I love the fact that we're getting to use this more and more for some little unexpected things and stuff like the old stalwarts, the Silver Foxes. Yeah. So it'll be fun.
And they have concessions in there. You get to eat popcorn.
That's right. Always good.
We also wanted to remind you that good stuff going on today and every Wednesday, Children's Storytime at the Lester Library. That goes from 10:30 to 11, so you still got time to take that in. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and say hi to our friends at the Lester Library over in beautiful Rome. Go check that out, everybody. And every Wednesday, DJ Trivia at Hoozles at the Lakes from 7 to 8:30. Head on to Hoozles for DJ Trivia, always free and always fun. Gift cards available for first to third place. It's always a lot of fun. Support our friends at Visit Rome. Go to visitromewi.com. Check that out. I got some world and local world good stories want to touch on. A kid from Singapore just became the youngest person to beat a chess grandmaster.
Whoa.
He's only 8.5. That's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
8.5.
Wow.
A 30-pound rabbit that was rescued from a meat market in 2020 is now working as a therapy animal.
30-pound rabbit.
Yeah, his name is Alex, and his owners live in San Francisco. He rides around in a power wheel, and he's already done over 200 events at places like children's hospitals and stuff.
Good for you, man.
Let's see if there is a picture of this little guy. Awesome. I don't know if there's going to... Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, he's even got a little hat.
Like
he's got a
light
cap on.
Tan color, and his ears are big. Oh, he's adorable.
I love rabbits.
That's awesome. A piece of kale.
That's a great shot. And a police officer in Florida saved a baby's life this month after a motorcycle going 100 miles an hour crashed into a mom's car. The guy on the bike died on impact and almost took six-month-old Lola with him. She didn't have a pulse when the help arrived, but the cop, Dave Musgrove, was first on the scene, did CPR, and brought her back. Oh, he's a parent, too, and got pretty choked up, I imagine. Talking about it in the press conference the other day. Lola's still in the hospital, but hopefully she is on the way to a full recovery. That's what they're saying. The girl's mom called Dave an angel and said he's part of the family now.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yep. You don't get out of that one.
No. Dave gave them his Christmas list. No. We appreciate those kind of stories and being able to share those kind of stories with you. That's a great one. Great
appreciate
show today, you two.
Yeah, it was fun.
Great show. It was fun. Even though